The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has awarded Vanderbilt $8.5 million to work on efforts to stamp out malaria, one of the world's most dangerous diseases, according to biologist Larry Zweibel.
It is responsible for over 1 million deaths a year. Someone will die of malaria every 20 seconds, today, tomorrow, and in the foreseeable future. So the economic and human suffering caused by malaria is almost impossible to calculate.
Zweibel and his colleagues are trying to develop precise chemical compounds that will interfere with a mosquito's sense of smell.
The female's mosquito uses her nose, her antennae, to basically find people in order to take a blood meal, which she needs for her reproductive cycle. And so what we're doing is designing chemicals that will specifically alter the chemical senses of the mosquito to make her less able to find and bite us.
Zweibel uses the analogy of women who wear heavy perfume.
If you get on an elevator with someone who's put on too much perfume or cologne, at a moderate dose, it can be actually pleasant. But at a high dose, if someone's put it on with a shovel, it actually becomes less attractive and indeed repulsive. And we think a lot of these chemicals will, in fact, take the same role for a mosquito.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation award to Vanderbilt is part of its Grand Challenges to Global Health initiative. I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.